So I'm doing what I needed to do on the boat, and he comes walking back out and he says, "Hey, do you realize today's not Sunday?" I said, "Hey, we have church today. And you get this, but you always get that look. But oh well. I hope you come ready for change. Because let me tell you something. It's what we've done, if it would work, God wouldn't have to change what he wants us to do. And after all these years, if we hadn't reached it yet, we've been doing something wrong. But we're gonna go into the scripture. You can turn this thing down a little bit. And the change that has to take place, I can't change because Pastor changed. I can't change because my wife changed. I have to change because Yahweh said, "This is my day." You know, it's not hard. People's caught by surprise by this. Look at the calendar. It's simple. On our calendar today, the first day of the week is Sunday. And how did we miss it all these years when it was right there plainly before our eyes? But you see, the word says, blinded eyes will be open. Deaf ears will hear. Our understanding will be made known. Y'all have a lighter? I don't know about this thing. Come on and light it. And a rod shall come forth from the stem of Josiah. Not sure how to say those Hebrew words. And a sprout from his roots shall be fruitful. And the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him. For the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and a spirit of the fear of Yahweh. And he shall make him breathe into the fear of Yahweh. And he shall not judge by sight of his eyes, nor decide by his hearing of his ears. And we're going to go in. Come get this thing and get it hooked up. We're going to go into the word of the Lord this morning. But before we do, they're going to come back up. We're going to sing another song. And how many of you listen to Torah 3 and 4? Like over and over. Well, I made this statement on Thursday night, and I'm going to go ahead and make this statement right now and just get it out the way. In order, let me just start with this. On Sunday morning, last Sunday morning, my wife left early to come take care of the computer. And I'm sitting home and I'm alone. And one of those moments happened where the Spirit of Yahweh just stepped in. And he said, "Son, if you've ever gotten ready, get ready." He set an order for my people to get where I want them You have to get rid of the Yahweh, of the the Ishmael in your life. See, the true blessing of God, the thing that God chooses for you and I, can't come unless we get rid of the Ishmaels in our life. And Ishmael comes in many forms. Mm-hmm. Ishmael don't just come in one form, but it comes in many forms. Mm-hmm. But are we willing to let it go? Because listen to me, what God has to take care of, man can't fix. Mm-hmm. See, even though Abraham's wife agreed and said, hey, Sarah went to Abraham and said, go lie with my maiden. Maybe she's the one that's going to bear me a son. But that's not what God had in mind. That's not what God had prepared for him. That's not what God wanted for him. But she jumped ahead. And she gave him the okay. Listen to me. Just because somebody comes to me and says it's okay to sin, don't make it right. Mm-hmm. That's just as plain as you could get it. Nobody can't give you the obedience to tell you it's okay to sin. It's okay to go against God. It's okay to jump ahead of God's will and his plan. But see, the promise came when the angel showed up and said, at this time next year, they told Abraham, your wife is going to bear a son at this time next year. The Bible says Sarah was by the tent door and she laughed. Mm-hmm. Listen, not only will Ishmael cause you to laugh at what God says, it'll cause you to lie about what you've done. Oh my. Listen to me. I don't know about you, but I believe that this morning, it started last night about 6:30, a spirit like we have never felt, an anointing, a presence like we have never witnessed has begun to enter the hearts of mankind. And we're about to sing this song, because this is the other thing that happened last Sunday morning before I got here. Listen to me. What Pastor preached in the way he preached, after having a visitation by Yahweh's Spirit, it was no surprise. Because things in our life has to change to fit his plan, or we're going to be in trouble. If you're not willing to change the things you do, if you're not willing to change the way we do things to fit the plan of God, we're in trouble. We might as well just go find us somewhere and just have a good old time all by ourselves, because that's all it's going to be. And for those that's listening, because I believe there'll be more people listen to this message this morning by audio than what's here. Those that's listening, you always give an excuse, well, I can't be here on Sundays. Maybe you could be here on Saturday. Maybe you could be here on a day that God chose. This is God's day. This is not your day. It's not my day. It's God's day. And there's something about it when we get up in the morning and we realize, Father, this is the day you set apart. It's not a day that I chose. It's not a day that anybody else chose. Pastor never chose this day, but God chose this day. And it's time that we start living like we serve an almighty, unchanging, everlasting God. Yahweh is unchanging and he's everlasting. You say, well, how close does he want to be? We're about to sing this song and it's going to show you what kept Jesus going in a direction the Father had him to go, was because he not only heard this, but he lived it, and he left a layout. He left a floor plan. Mm-hmm. I said he left a floor plan right here in his word. You know why we don't understand a floor plan? Because we never read it. We never check it out. We never see how he wants the house built. But it's time that we allow God to begin and build the house. Yes. Listen to me. If we could have built the house, there'd be houses built all across this nation. This church wouldn't hold the people here this morning. But we've been trying to build it for too long, and we've messed up because the foundation wasn't there. And he is the solid foundation. And we need to set apart a time to let him him know he's our foundation and we want to build our house upon him. Amen. Glory to God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's all stand because he is so real.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
He's more real than the ground that we're standing on.
Hallelujah.
He's more real than the wind in our lungs.
Hallelujah.
He's closer than the skin on my bones. And he's surely closer than the song of my tongue. Hallelujah. We're going to sing a cappella. You let the words that are being brought forth be unto him. Hallelujah.
You're more real than the ground I'm standing on. You're more real than the wind in my lungs. Your thoughts define me. You're inside me. You're my reality. Abba, I belong to you.
Sing,
Abba. Abba, I belong to you.
Listen,
you're closer than the skin on my bones. You're closer than the song on my tongue. Thoughts define me. You're inside me. You're my reality.
Sing,
Abba.
Thank you, Father. I want you to think about what you just sang.
Good Father, you're a good Father. Hallelujah.
Most of the time, the problem with singing a song is we fail to realize what it says. It said, you're closer, you can be seated, than the skin on my bones. How close is that? Then there's another part. It says, you're closer than the wind in my lungs. Your skin wraps around your lungs. The wind in your lungs wraps around your heart. That's how close he wants to be to you. He don't want to be in your skin. He don't want to just be in your lungs. But he wants to be in your heart. It's a heart thing this morning. You know what happened? Starting about 6:30 last night, God, Yahweh himself, began to look at the heart of man. And he said, where is their heart? I'll know tonight. I'll know in about 5:45, about 6:29. He said, I'll know in about a minute where their heart is. And let me tell you something. When we begin to light that first candle, when we begin to light the candle, that's Yahweh's candle. Listen, I lit it and we went back and forth until we lit them all. And I'm sitting there and I'm just looking at this. And even though At one point, I watched it. Even though the middle candle was lit first, after a little while, I watched it, and that flame burned higher than the rest of them. And the Lord said, "That's how great I am." Even though this candle began to melt first, the flame can reach higher. And it's up to us where the flame is in our life. It's up to us. You know, you might ask yourself, why the seventh day? Why the seventh day? Because Yahweh said. You know, I heard mamas and daddies tell their kids stuff, and they like, well, why? And mom says, because I said. Or dad says, because I said. Listen, daddy said. Daddy said. That's why. And when daddy says, when our father says, it should be good. That should be good enough. And I have several scripture that we're going to read. I'm going to try my best to stick to these slides. I have a hard time with slides. But see, I just asked the Father. I was honest with him. And see, that's where we miss it often. If there's anybody or any person that we could be honest with, we need to be honest with the Father. I said this, because actually, I'm not even supposed to be the guy speaking. But the text went out, and I said, if nobody else does, I will. And I said, Father, if you teach me how to honor your day. I don't know how. This is new to us because we got used to all the years Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. And we got all these years, we wondered why we missed it. Thank God for grace that he took some time out and say, hey, I'm going to fix this thing. See, God never destroyed Ishmael. He never threw him away. He had his place, but it wasn't the place God wanted it. God wanted Abraham's firstborn through the miracle God produced. But he never threw him away. And thank God he didn't throw us away. Think about it. You know, and I was getting ready, and I'm sitting out there this morning, right? Just getting daylight. I'm on an airboat just sitting next to a patch of canes. And I'm thinking, how many times we've edified ourselves? How many of you asked this question since last Sunday? How do I adjust to Saturday service? You can raise your hand if you did. A lot of people did because I got phone calls. How do I adjust to Saturday service? See, think about this. I got a text on, when did Pastor leave? Thursday? Well, Thursday night when I got home, I'm sitting on the couch and I got a text. And it was Pastor. And he said, just say what Yahweh tells you to say. Just do what Yahweh tells you to do. And sometimes in doing that, we want to hold back on what we say because we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. We don't want nobody to leave upset or mad. Well, if I offend you, I'll ask you to forgive me. But if the word offends you, you just offended. Get over it, deal with it, get delivered, and serve God. But you see, think about the wedding day. Talking about your wedding day, if you're married, think about that day. You prepared for it. You invited people to it. You set it apart. It didn't matter what anybody thought. It didn't matter what anybody said. And you went on and you got married. Then anniversaries comes, you prepare for it. And you go out and you celebrate. Birthdays comes, you celebrate. How about this? You say, well, this is a pretty quick change. How many of you has ever been home and your phone rang and a voice on the other side said, hey, we're going out and eat tonight. Would you want to go? And you dropped everything you were doing and you drove to town to go out and eat. Me and my wife together with all our kids and grandkids don't have enough fingers and toes to count how many times we've done that. But Yahweh shows up. And he says, this is what I want you to do. I want you to prepare to have Saturday service. And it's a big shock to everybody. It's like it's a big deal. Well, it is a big deal because it's his day. It is a big deal because it's the day he chose. It's the day he set apart. You say, well, how do I do that? Go to the Word. Let the Word lead you. Genesis 1:1-3. Now's about the time you need to be writing these scripture down. Because let me tell you, how many of you enjoy celebrating a feast? Yeah. Raise your hand. Raise both of your hands. If you enjoy celebrating a feast. Well, listen to me. We cannot have real celebration until we get this. Until we get this day right. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? We've been selling it. No, you just think we've been celebrating it. These scripture, I never went. I'm only done what talks about the seventh day. And I could tell you, thank God for my wife, because she's the one typed all of this. Because I'd still be home trying to type it. Because I type like this. But go home. Every scripture that I give you, go home and read it and see what comes after. Some it comes after, some it comes before. It talks about the feast. Until we get this day right, we'll never get the feast right. It's so valuable. I told the Lord this morning, I'm sitting on that airboat, nobody else is around, and the wind's blowing, and I'm just sitting there in that seat. And I said, Father, I cannot even try or think of words to say of the utmost importance it is for us to recognize this day, for this day and time, for this church, for our family, for our community, for our state and our country. Words can't describe how important it is that we grab a hold of this and apply it to our lives like never before. Yeah, it's going to be different. You know what else the Lord told me this morning? How many of you ever invited somebody to come and hear the Word of God and they said, well, I can't go because it's Sunday. We just opened up a whole nother door. No more excuses. Thank you, Lord. I'm not talking about a series of services where you got somebody up here calling people out and telling them different things. I'm talking about the truth of God's word. Listen, go home and check out every time you hear the word of God. Go home and check it out. You know why most people don't go home and check it out? Because they're scared to find out the truth. Because the truth causes us to have to get rid of things in our heart. Because if there's anything else in our heart, there's not enough room for God. It says, in the beginning, Elohim created heaven and earth. And the earth was formed without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. In 6 days shall thou labor and do thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidenservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them is, and he rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Exodus 23:12. 6 days shall thou do thy work, and the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thy donkey may rest, and thy son and thy handmaiden, and the stranger may be refreshed. My. See, it comes with rewards. Think about it. What he said? That every one with us may be refreshed. Even the stranger. How great is our Yahweh? How awesome. How vast. How much does he care about what we have? And how much time did he take to put this all together? See, he had a plan from the very beginning. And it's not his fault. It took us all these years to start following the plan. You know, it's like there was a sign from one of the pizza places posted, at all the pizza places, I read it yesterday, that they seen a guy digging in a dumpster. And they put signs out, if you're hungry, don't go to the dumpster. But come in here and ask us, and we're going to give you something to eat free of charge. But you know what we've done? Thank you, Father. In our walk with Yahweh, over the years, we were satisfied eating from the dumpster. When all around there was word. I said, when all around there was word that said, come unto me. Come unto me, and I'll give you rest. I'll feed you. I'll take care of you. I'll clothe you. But we were worried about what people say. We were worried about, well, nobody else is doing this. Don't matter. Who else is doing it? If Yahweh said it, it's right. Go and check it out. I hope you're writing down these scripture. Exodus 31:15-17. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh, the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. In other words, how many of you here would mind sharing your husband or your wife with someone else? Why do we expect Yahweh to share us with everything else we want? Why do we expect Yahweh to just be okay with it? Well, he's tired of sharing. He's tired of putting up with the stuff. See, I'm just speaking as it comes to me. I didn't go to pastor last Monday and say, hey, you need to take me to school this week on knowing what to speak. The only thing I heard from him, I never talked to him. I didn't even respond to the text. Other than he said, we love y'all. Do what God said. And I said, we love y'all. Be safe. And that was it. But see, you just thought things were said before. Wait till tomorrow. Well, probably right now. This is live on Facebook. Because I could tell you, if it be live on Facebook, the people with the white coats will be about to show up. But see, when you do stuff that God says do, I want you to hear me. When you do what the Word says, when you do what He wants, people question it. People has problems with it. But see, you go out in the world and live like the devil all you want to. You can partake of sin all you want to. And nobody says nothing. Oh, they just having a good old time. Well, listen, if you can't make up your mind to give Yahweh your whole heart, well, just stay right up in the world and have a good time, because that's all life's going to be to you. But you could have a real walk with Him. You could have a real close-knit relationship with the Father. But you got to let go of some things. You got to be willing to be not so popular. Listen. Go to the Brit Hadishah. Start going over, you know, pastors in a series, the words of Jesus. Jesus wasn't always the most popular person around, unless he was giving out fishes and loaves. When the fishes and loaves ran out, he looked around and there was nobody there. Are we here for the fishes and loaves? Are we here because we love God? You got to ask yourself that question sometimes so we can keep ourselves straight and in tune with Him. You know, it's kind of like you get a satellite dish for your television. Well, guess what? If that dish ain't turned exactly like it's supposed to be, you're not getting no reception. And if you're here this morning, you say, well, I just never been getting nothing from God. Maybe you need to retune your satellite dish. Maybe you need to retune your heart. Maybe you need to check out your life and see if we're lined up with what the Word says. And it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth. On the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Exodus 34:21. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In hearing time and in harvest thou. In earning time and in harvest thou shalt rest. Exodus 35:2. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day. How important is this? Do you think Yahweh would have took the time to repeat this many times had it not been important to us? Had it not been valuable to our life? Not only our life, but our children's life, our family's life, the life of those in our community. How many people is passing on Highway 11 about now saying, what in the world is going on at Faith Temple? What done got into that bunch? Listen, when we leave here this morning, we shouldn't have to answer that question. They should be able to see the Spirit of God in our life when we walk in throughout our community. If we grab a hold of it, that's exactly what's going to happen. They'll see God. They'll feel God when you walk up. Mm-hmm. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. That was mentioned a few times. So for those of you that's questioning, what do I do on Saturdays now? Get in the Word. Figure out what it says. But when you're trying to figure out what it says, go to it. Go to God's Word with an open mind. Be honest with Him. If you're not sure what to do, just go to Him. Father, I'm not sure how to do this. But do what He answers you. Do what He tells you. This could be serious. Listen, I said it, and there ain't no telling how many more times I'm going to say it. This is valuable to us to understand the seventh day of rest. The seventh day of worship, the seventh day of honoring our Father. Listen, He gave everything. His only Son. His only Son. He sent here on earth. To live a sinless life and not partake of the things of the world. But you know why? Because the Father, listen to me, when Jesus was on earth, He wasn't God. Some of us has a little bit, we have problems kind of understanding that He wasn't God. He was man. But you know why He done what He done? Because the Father was closer than the skin on His bones. The Father was closer than the breath in His lungs. He lived in His heart. And His will was to do the will of the Father that sent Him. That's why He made it through all the torment, through all the trying times. You think we exempt from having trying times? Absolutely not. But you know what? We have to come to a realization, just like Jesus done, just like our Savior done. He realized, my Father is going to empower me when I need it. I have the power of the Father right here inside of me. And he let it be activated. He let it be known. But He never let it be known in a boastful way. Would He done? Only would the Father allow Him to. And that's what God expects from us. Leviticus 23:3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. In holy convocation, ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. In this scripture right here, I want you to pay attention to it. I got up this morning after I put it in there, and I went over it and got home, and I told my wife, I said, that Deuteronomy scripture, there's something about it. When I first read it this morning, I said, man, why did I put this in? Then shall thou inquire and make search. That's why. Inquire and make search. And ask diligently. And behold, if it be truth, and the thing be certain, that such abomination is wrought among you. Ask the Father. You know what he said in his word? We have not because we ask not. We have not because we ask not. And I wondered, and just as I looked at it just now, the Lord just dropped that in my spirit, what I just said. And you know, sometimes we do things in a natural. We make decisions to buy stuff. We make decisions to buy things without inquiring about it. And we make the wrong decision. You trying to make a decision concerning what you're going to do from on Saturdays from here on out? Inquire of the Lord. Ask him about it. Joshua 6, 15 and 16. And it came to pass on the seventh day, that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for Yahweh hath given you the city. Imagine for 6 days they went around the city once. But the seventh day was the special day. Because it was Yahweh's day, they went around it seven times. And what he done, he gave them the city. You know, you might have been praying for that person all week. But oh, when they walk in on the seventh day. It might seem like for 6 days they don't hear, they don't understand. But when they walk in on the seventh day, you get that city. You get that heart. You get that soul. But we got to be willing to stick it out. In Hebrews 4, 1 through 16, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the good news preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. And he said, as I have sworn by my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day, on this wise, and Elohim did rest the seventh day from all his work. In this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. See, we have a choice. We're either going to believe what the word says or we're not. Plain and simple. Woe to those that don't believe. But I can promise you one thing. There'll not be a man on earth that'll ever stand before Yahweh and say, I did not have a chance. Because everyone will have a chance. Again, he limited a certain day in saying, and David, today after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear my voice. See, this is the part we need to grab a hold of. This is one of those anchor scriptures that Pastor talks about. Today, After so long a time, it is said, today if you will hear my voice, hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Joshua had given them rest upon them, would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of Elohim, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as Elohim did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into the rest, lest any man shall fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of Elohim is quick, it is powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, in the joints and marrow, and as a discerner in thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things that were naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed unto heavens, Yeshua, the son of Elohim, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How awesome is our Father! See, not only did he give us a roadmap, but he sent his son to pave the way. It's kind of like running on a GPS on a foggy day. See, you set your track line when it's clear, when you can see where you have to go. And then when you stay, in order to follow that line, you have to trust that thing enough that if I stay on that line, I'm going to get from point A to point B. But how often we question that line. And that's what Jesus done. He's our roadmap. And he laid a line. And it's a straight and narrow one. It's a straight and narrow one. The Bible says there's a few that find it. Only a few find it. But the line the enemy lays is wide and it's broad, and many there be in. But the question this morning, are we willing? Are we going to be willing to stay on that straight and narrow line? You know, I was just reminded. I got in a boat one day and I went out from the marina all the way to the mouth of the river. It was a crystal clear day. And I tracked the line, because I knew fog season was about to be here. In tracking that line, there were several spots where I passed and it was like 10, 15 feet from pylons. But I knew if I stay on this line, I'll not hit them. Now, remember coming in one night, it's dark, it's foggy, and it's raining. But I stayed on that line, and Chris was with me, and I heard him when he hollered. He said, we just passed the pylon. I said, I know that, I have it marked. And see, God's word gives us marks. It shows us where danger's at if we grab a hold of it and we apply it. See, we want the part of God's word that says cling to. But what about that part that says refrain from? What about when we go and we're about to do something and a spirit shows up? He says, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. Say, does that happen? If it ain't happening for you, it's one of two things. Either you don't have a relationship with the Father, or you're not listening. See, I'm only saying what he said, say. But sometimes it gets a little direct. It's either we don't have a relationship or we're not listening. Because his word warns us time and time again. And lets us know when we're going in error. Said he lets us know when we're going in error. Change sometimes is very hard. Sometimes it's challenging. Well, take the challenge. Take the challenge and overcome it. To some, a lot of people, Saturday service is a challenge. But let me tell you something. If it gets any gooder than it was last night to right now, I don't know what we're going to do. See, over the years, people has gotten excited about them come tie my bow tie services or come ride my Hyundai because they were prophesying and they were saying things and they was calling people out. They were baptizing. You know, there's churches that baptized in a little over a month, baptized over 300 people. The revival ended, and 2 weeks later, they couldn't pay the light bill because nobody else was there. Because it was a feel-good moment. Listen to me. Feel-good moments, as we knew, it has to end. I'm not talking about just a feel-good moment. Because let me tell you something. The same spirit I felt last night. I felt out there on an airboat. The same spirit that I felt last night and out on a boat just got so much stronger when I walked into this building on Saturday. I'm telling you, the man went, do you understand today is not Sunday? I know that. I knew it since 12:01 last night. Today's not Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. It's Saturday. My, 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 my. But see, if we'd have been having us a little old party, there ain't nobody would have questioned 10 o'clock Saturday morning. They'd all been wanting some cake and ice cream. Well, I'm not talking about cake and ice cream. I'm talking about something that's going to keep us and cause us to become a complete part of the kingdom of God. That's what it's all about. It's about pleasing the Father and being a part of his kingdom. Doing what he said. Because he said it. Not questioning it. Not trying to figure out a way out of it. Because listen to me, there's people right now, they trying to talk themselves out a way out of having to come to church on Saturday. But there ain't nothing I can do. There's nothing pastor can do. There's nothing nobody in this church can do to change the fact God said this is his day. And we need to honor it. Let's all stand. You know what I've done in preparing for this service? The first thing I've done, I repented. I repented. It's the first thing I've done. And maybe you never done that yet. You say, why did you repent? Because somewhere I missed it. Somewhere I missed it. And maybe you didn't have that opportunity. We're going to give you that opportunity this morning. I'm going to get Sister Linda and Sister Connie to come back, and we're going to sing that last song, that one verse again. And as we begin...